Today, Sunday, April 5th, began with a cat-and-mouse game of going to church and trying to escape the Secret Service and the newspaper men. Lyndon asked for a small black car to be brought to the front door instead of the great big black bulletproof limousine to the south entrance as usual. Linda Bird, lovely in her white suit with a white mantilla, and Lucy, late and breathless as always, and Lyndon and I piled into the car, whirled out the gate, and started, we hoped, for the Reverend George Davis's Christian Church. But we had only about 3 minutes to make it, and we didn't know exactly the address, so instead we whirled around and went down to the Capitol to St. Mark's and walked in, unflanked by any battery of cameramen. It was a baptismal service, and along with the rest of the congregation, we rose from our seats, went to the back of the church, and watched several infants and several grown people baptized. One small child objected strenuously. The other, a baby in arms, was absolutely angelic. After the service, Bill Baxter led us into the frankly poor parish room for the coffee hour, but it nevertheless shows the loving interest of the congregation because of a mural painted by several of the parishioners on the wall. And then when we emerged, sure enough, there they were, a host of photographers. Back into the little car and swiftly back to the relative freedom of the White House grounds. I suppose the moral is going to have to be follow the rules or accept the fact that a good deal is going to be made of it in the press, as it was the next day. No security, no bulletproof car. The day was beautiful and invited you out with every golden moment. And something happened that I've been wanting to happen for about 9 years or more. Lyndon played golf. He went out to Burning Tree with Larry O'Brien's son, Jack Valenti, and Linda and I explored the White House grounds. Found the camellias still blooming on a myrtle-covered knoll between the southwest gate and the fountain. Climbed some 6 or 8 feet up into the fir tree. Went past the tennis court to the small and very private enclosure where the trampoline used to be. It is now gone. It belonged to Mrs. Kennedy, and the hole has been filled and leveled. We lay down on the ground and looked up at the blue, blue sky until we began to feel damp and cold, and then thought what a nice place it would be on a hotter day to bring a blanket and a book and maybe a sandwich. We'd invited a bunch of Texans at 5 o'clock, the Warren Woodwards, the Cliff Carters, Dale Millers, Harry McPherson's with their darling little girl, Frank Eichards, the Les Carpenters, the Jack Brooks and Walter Jenkins and Horace Busby's, and the Tyler Ables. And when everybody came, about 5:30, we chose up sides, and some went swimming, and some went bowling. I did about 20 laps with Jack Brooks, the McPherson's, and some 8 or 10. And then we had buffet supper in the state dining room at 3 round tables, and that's when I found out that one feels lost in that room with a crowd of only about 24. Our guest left early, and I went to bed thinking how wonderful it is that Lyndon has broken the ice on golf, and maybe he'll do it once a week, and it could make a lot of difference for him in health, in joy, in life. And also thinking what a fun it was to play badminton with Linda Bird in the Rose Garden.